223 BI
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255 BT
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261 EB and KQJO FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord, and all of his hosts. Thank you. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Right here on this station, I am your host. Trying to get my head sound together here, y'all. Y'all bear with me just a little bit. Trying to get things together here because it's not coming across the way I wanted to come across. But nevertheless, we thank and praise God for you, you, and you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're certainly going to rejoice and be glad in it because you know why? Because Jesus is our everything. He's the first. He's the last. He is the everything. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And for that purpose and that purpose alone, we give him all the praise. We give him all the glory. We give him all the honor. And I'm quite sure you do too. And as many as our voices can be heard today, we bid you Godspeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 36 plus years, none other than in the person of...
Amen. Lady Mildred Townsend.
And as always, together we do bring to you this Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Ministry. As you know, this ministry is especially formulated to minister to God's people in a most profound way, to help go into the clinches, the dugouts, the trenches, in places, amen, that most people wouldn't dare go in, but we want to be able to go there behind the prison bar walls and to exalt our brothers and sisters behind prison walls to let them know that Jesus Christ still cares about them and that he loves them and that he has their best interest at heart, as well as those that might be out on the streets, those that might be behind convalescent home doors, nursing homes. God has your best interest at heart. Even those of you that might be going through marital problems, that's right, God has your best effort at heart. I mean, whatever you're going through, no problem is too big or too small for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that. I know, you know, people say, Bishop, the struggle is real. But you know what? Have you forgot that our God is real? Have you forgot that everything that was created by him will never be greater than him? No situation, no circumstance, no addiction, nothing that we could ever encounter. And I often tell people this, Lady Townsend, you know, a lot of people say, people don't know, I done been through hell and back. No, you ain't. Jesus went to hell and back. He went down there and he set souls free. Now, anybody else that went down there, if they went down there, they ain't came back yet. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all of them. Praise be to God. So on that note, going to ask Lady Townsend, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for another day's journey. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We cannot allow depression and all of these things.
Yes.
Glory to God, to filtrate our hearts and
yes,
our minds.
Yes, yes.
God, you made this day, and it is good. Amen. Glory to God. And we're praying for those that need you right now. We're lifting up people that are just the back against the wall. But God, you are the one that they truly need.
Yes.
For different things in all the wrong places.
Yes, Lord.
If only
thank you,
they
Jesus.
Surrender. If only they give over
yes.
to you, Lord God.
Oh,
they
yes.
They will get their answer in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for those that are bereaved this morning.
Yes,
God, the bearing loved ones.
Yes,
we're praying
Father.
For people all over this world, your creation, God.
Yes.
That you would just have mercy today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep us, bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Again, if you've just tuned in and maybe you're a first-time caller, we'd like to say God bless you. First-time listener, we'd like to say God bless you. Maybe you are a lifelong listener. We'd like to say God bless you to each and every one of you out there under the sound of our voice. Amen. Truly, we know that this world is headed towards some terrible times, but you know what? We have a perfect risen Savior at our disposal to help us through it all. Amen. And again, the word says, again, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. That just simply tells me that no matter what I go through, no matter what circumstances or situations I'm confronted with, God is already there before I get there. And that in itself, Lady Townsend, is something gratifying to me.
Amen,
he
Amen.
Said, listen here, David even summed it up and says, wherever I go, the Lord is already there. If I make my bed in hell, listen, now he's the only somebody that can be in hell and yet still control of hell. Went through hell and was still in control of hell. And you know what? That right there is food for thought. We might be going through hell, but you know what? God expects us to have some control over the hell that we're going through. Because that's just it. We're going through there. We're not going to stay there. Amen. We're not going to stay there. Praise be to God. God never intended for us to stay in that hell. So what we've got to understand is that God loves us. He cares for us. And he has put some power in our life. The power of God's Holy Spirit, the power of God's Holy Ghost is in our life to lead us, direct us, and guide us in the pathway of righteousness for his name's sake. And that's what it's all about, people of God, being led for his name's sake. Watch this. Not your gain's sake. Did I say it too fast? Let me say it again. We want to be led in the pathway of righteousness for his name's sake, not for our gain's sake. And if we're not careful, we'll find a lot of that going on. It's all about the gain that can be made out of God's people. But I often tell people like this. God told me this years ago, and I stand on this premise today. He said, Townsend, whatever is right, when you go into the vineyard, he said, I will pay. Therefore, I don't look for the people to pay. I don't look for the people to do. I look for God because you know what? He's a man that he should not lie. No, he's not a man at all. He's a sovereign God. He's not a man that he would lie. Men will lie to us. We know that. But God says, listen, if he said, I'll make you the head and not the tail, his word is his bond. Therefore, I don't have to look to the people for anything. God touches the hearts of the people, and that's the way it does. You know why? Because he touches my heart towards the people to reach out, our ministry to reach out. That's what it's all about. God touches our heart to reach out to the homeless, to the helpless. That's what it's all about. So if I'm working for Jesus, guess who finances the expedition? He does. He always has, and he always will. Ain't that right, Lady Townsend?
Amen. God is a sovereign God, and praise the Lord. I just thank him because he's going to, you know, you go out there and just do what he tells you to do. He's going to, you know, fund everything. But, you know, we live in a time now, if you don't give them something up front, they are not coming. That's the time. You know, they put the Bible aside for certain things. And they pick it up for certain things. But you know what? Those that are truly in love with Jesus, and in love meaning they're keeping his commandments, doing his will, it's not going to be peaches and cream all the time. But at least you're walking in obedience.
I agree. It's not going to be peaches and cream. It was never meant to be peaches and cream. But one thing about it is, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that's the time that we're in now. Many people are fainting, and it's no time to faint, people of God. It's no time to faint at all. It's no time to give in. It's no time to get sidetracked. It's time for us to gird up the loins of our spirit man and be able to go all the way with the Lord. Because, again, God is looking for faith. He's looking for people amen, that are not afraid. He's looking for people, amen, that will stand the test of time. He's looking for people, praise be to God, that mean what they say and say what they mean. I know many people love to say this. They say, for God I live and for God I'll die. Really? Really? Will you really die for this Jesus? Amen. Will you die for this Jesus that you say you love so much and this, that, and the other? Well, preacher, you make it sound like you're ready to go. No, I'm not ready to go, but watch this. I'm prepared. There's a difference in ready and prepared. Nobody was ready for hurricanes that came, but many were prepared. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Many people were not ready for the hurricanes or the tornadoes, but they were prepared. Many were not ready for loved ones to die and leave them, but they were prepared. And this is what the Bible says. God is coming back for a what? Prepared people. Amen. He's coming back for prepared people. And if we're not prepared, we're going to find ourselves like the five foolish virgins who were unprepared, Lady Townsend. Praise be to God. But I want to let you know out there today, in case you are unprepared, that you don't have to be. You don't have to be unprepared. All you have to do is make up your mind that, you know what, Lord, with everything that's going on in this world, be honest and say, I don't even know if you exist. I don't even know if you're real. I don't even know if you hear my prayers or not. And 9 times out of 10, if we're living a willful, sinful lifestyle, he's probably not hearing our prayers. But I will tell you this of a surety. Many times that the so-called prayers that you thought were answered was because somebody else was standing in the gap, interceding for you. Somebody else was standing there crying out. Somebody else was fasting and praying and calling out your name, and you didn't even know it. And so even while you were asking God for that house, they were asking for that house for you. While you were asking God for that car, they were asking God for that transportation for you. Because the Bible said the fervent, effectual prayer of who? The righteous availeth much. Am I right about it, Lady Townsend? Is that what the word says?
That's what the word says, Bishop. And then when you believe the word, that's what you're going to receive. Amen. Right. It's all about believing, because the word is there. But you got to make the word alive in you.
That's right.
Amen. And we do that by trusting what the word of God says. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for the word is there. And it's for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
If we receive it. Amen. If we stand on it. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we get a weary, you know, in the word. Amen. But God don't want us to just give up on him.
That's right.
Praise God.
No, he never wants us to give up on him. He never does. Amen. He never wants us to give up at all. Praise be to God. And if we stand wholeheartedly on the things of God, I am a living witness. I've got too many testimonies to prove that God has been there in the midst of circumstances and situations. I mean, there's never been a time in my life when he did not see me through. I'm a living witness to this, people of God. I'm telling you, amen, from my children to my wife, my parents and everything else, I've seen God do the miraculous. Therefore, there's no way. There's no way, even when somebody says, yeah, but preacher, it gets so hard. There's no way you can tell me it gets so hard, because what I understand is that what Jesus went through was hard. Amen. God bless you, Brother Tim. God bless you, man. Man of God, God bless you. Listen, what God went through, what Jesus went through for us, that's what was hard. And once I think about it, I don't have a right to complain. I don't have a right to do anything. Can I be honest with you all? Most of what happened in my life, if it was putting me through hell, I put myself through hell. My actions caused me to go through hell. My disobedience caused me to go through hell. My rebellion caused me to go through hell. See, one thing about it, I like that post that you put up, Lady Townsend. You said hell is not going to be full of people that God rejected. Hell is going to be full of many people that rejected God.
That's right.
Okay. And we got that kind of mixed up, and we think that, you know, accepting God just means that, you know, we can do anything that we want to do, how we want to do it. No, when you love the Lord, and I think I shared that Sunday with God's people, when we genuinely love the Lord, here's what helped me out, because I was caught up under that that fake grace gospel, that fake grace gospel that says, well, no matter what I do, God is going to love me, and he's going to, there's nothing I can do that will separate me from the love of God. And see, the thing about it is, Lucifer knows how to take that same wording and have you doing things at the expenditure of losing your soul and don't even know what you're doing. But you know what got my attention, Lady Townsend? When I read in the book of Hebrews, and this is what caused me to have, because the Bible says, godly sorrow worketh repentance. Not because you're caught, but because godly sorrow is what caused repentance. And when I read this scripture to help me to understand, he said, every time we willfully sin, we crucify Christ afresh.
That's right, Bishop.
And the Holy Spirit broke it down to me and said, Townsend, you are the one putting the nail in his hand, driving it in there. You are the one taking the spear and spearing him in his side. And so you know what that did? That took that gospel of grace to help me to understand. Now, that's what grace really is. Christ looking at me while I stab him in the side and still saying, forgive him, for he know not what he do. And yet the conviction of his Holy Spirit came so strong upon me to whereas in the spirit I sought to pull it out, but I'd already stuck it in there. That helped me to make up my mind that no, sin will not reign in my mortal body.
That's
doing
right.
Things that's not pleasing to God will not reign in my mortal body, because every time I do something, every time I lie, I'm crucifying him again. Every time I cheat, steal, I'm crucifying him all over again. Anything that I do outside the will of God, not outside the will of man. Because the devil will have you thinking because you didn't give your tithe and offering, you crucifying Christ. No, you just being stingy. That's what's happening with that. You just being plain old stingy. And it's hard for a stingy person to really give anyway. So they going to always make excuses not to give because they just stingy. Okay. Stingy won't send you to hell, but you know what? It will keep you broke, busted, and disgusted. That's what being stingy would do, because it will keep you from manifesting in the law of reciprocity that God said, freely you receive, freely you give, and you keep the cycle going. Just like when you breathe in, you breathe out. You receive, you put back out. You receive, you put back out. You receive, and I tell people all the time, there's no way that you have to call Bishop Townsend talking about, I'm calling for a financial blessing. I need a financial blessing. If you're doing what God tells you to do, you're going to stay financially blessed. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. Look how you're getting quiet on me. If you do what the word of God says, give and it shall be given, you're going to stay financially blessed. You're going to stay. God is going to keep food on the table. He's going to keep food in your cupboards. He's going to do all of those things because he's not a man that he should lie, Lady Townsend.
Amen. And he don't have to repent or lie.
No, he doesn't. No, he does not. He does not have to repent or lie about anything. And that's what I like about the Lord. His word is his bond. If he said, I'll make you the head and not the tail, the thing is, we have to walk in those laws. As we often say, a lot of times, you know, people don't know how to operate in the laws within the kingdom of God. And that's the thing about it. There are laws that we got to go by. And when we operate in those laws, listen here, your body even has a law, the law of cleansing. And you know what? Every so often, even scientists have said, after so many years, your body reconstructs itself and builds a new you. Now, the thing about it is, and I'm about to share something of a startling information to many people, because it's just this simple. It's just this simple. And if you grasp this, if you really grasp this down in your spirit, not in your mind, but in your spirit, okay, because something can be in your mind, but when it gets in your spirit, then it's locked in. I'd like to ask a question. How many of you have scraped your knee? How many of you have cut your finger or sliced it, or you've been dealing with a razor blade or whatever the case may be, and you didn't cut it deep enough to really need stitches? I'd like to ask a question. What did it take for it to heal? What did you do? Did you go to the doctor? Nope. You know what you done? You went and got some alcohol. You went and got some peroxide. You went and got probably a bandage and put on it. And in time, as you were eating and resting, you looked up, that cut was healed. Know ye not that the same healing process that healed your finger, your cut finger, is able to heal anything in our bodies? But we've been tricked. We have been psychologically manipulated to think that that healing can only go so far. Because you know why? Our faith has not come to that point. If we would be truthful, these aches and pains that are in my knees don't have to be there, in my hip don't have to be there, until I truthfully come to the conclusion that, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. The same God that heals the cuts on our body is the same God, watch this, that heals cancer. The same God that heals lupus. The same God. Listen, if you can grasp that, you'll never run from conference to conference, prophet to prophet, apostle to apostle. You'll never run to them again, because you understand, you know what? The Holy Ghost has become your main source. And I know there are those that don't want you to know that. There are those that don't want you to know that. They try to hold you captive with, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. But at some point in time, God is trying to make you an elder in your faith. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. Look how you getting quiet on me again. God is trying to get you to become an elder in your faith, and you call upon the Holy Ghost within you to heal me of this cancer and show me what I must do to eat right and to rest right and to do what I need to do. I've become one of the elders within the infrastructure of God's Holy Spirit in my life. Look how y'all getting quiet. I call upon the elder Holy Spirit, my brother, and ask him to show me what I need to do. I don't have to call on Bishop Townsend to say, I need you to pray for me. I call upon the elder spirit, the Holy Ghost, inside. Because I am the church. Let them call for the elders of the church. You've been in Christ. You've been living for God. You consecrated your life to him. You've become one of the elders in your walk with God. Elder ain't always your age. It's your level of maturity. Let me say it one more time. You say something, Lady Townsend? Go ahead. Lady Townsend, you saying something? You're going to have to.
The same God that heals the cut.
Hello? Lady Townsend, you listening to me?
Oh, yes, sir.
You're going to have to turn that down, because you, I told you there's a delay. There's a delay.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I was saying when I said the same God that heals a cut is able to heal a bone, is able to heal lupus, cancer? The same God that heals, amen, that burn that you got when the hot grease jumped on you and bubbled your skin and caused it to bubble. That same God is able to heal all manner of. Listen, the Bible said Jesus healed all manner of diseases. He didn't have some that he said, okay, let me get back with you on this one. We've become more earthbound. And I know they use the word and say, you know, that's the problem. You're too heavenly minded till you know earthly good. But if you know like I know, you better stay heavenly minded with the stuff that's coming upon the face of this earth. Because I'm telling you, you're only here right now because of God's goodness. When COVID-19 came in, it killed out a bunch of folks. But you and I are still here because of the goodness of God.
Amen.
Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Excuse me for what I was trying to do, but I know that there's a feedback on there. I'm sorry. But nevertheless, Bishop, you know, it's God's goodness that we're still here. Amen.
That's right.
It's God's goodness, because all of those folks that died, and so many.
That's right.
You can talk to anybody. Somebody was touched with their loved ones or a friend or even church members, you
That's
know,
right.
dying.
That's right.
But the grace of God has kept us here.
That's right.
And we ought to be grateful and thankful for a loving God that had mercy on us. You know, so many things that we look around and say this or that. But look how good God has been to us.
That's right.
We need to stop complaining and start praising.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not long ago, when I had that bout with pneumonia,
yep.
I said, Lord, you know what? You're the same God that healed me from COVID. You healed me from that. And you're going to heal me from this pneumonia. To the degree when I went to the doctor, he said, well, you should have got here earlier. I could have gave you something for it. But since you waited so late, there's nothing I can do. Really? Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it. You see, when we've done all we can, and many times what happened is, and we've got to get out of this habit. You've got to get out of this habit. I'm getting hot, y'all. We got to get out of this habit. We love to go to man first and go to God second. We've got to get out of that habit. We've got to learn to go to God first. Because when God says something, he's going to do it. I shared with you last week how when God told Abraham he was going to bless him and to make him a mighty man, a mighty nation, when he came back from the slaughter of the kings and he had all of the spoils of the kings, then God turned around and told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. So the king said, hey, listen, take this, take that, take this. You fought. You went and got Lot back. You went and got that. He said, take your stuff. That's yours. I won't so much as take a shoe latch from you. Now, look at the faith that Abraham had now, because, I mean, we're living in a money-oriented world now where everybody is chasing after money. But when we know who God is, we ain't got to chase after nothing. Forgive me for being adamant about that, but it is the truth. We don't have to chase after anything. Abraham said, I won't so much as take a shoe latch from you, lest you say, you blessed me. That's where his faith was at. His faith was in trusting God. Where is our faith at today? Where the saints ain't giving their tithes, and so therefore we about to lose the mortgage. Ain't wrong answer. You've been trusting in the people. We're supposed to be trusting in the Lord, not the people. Yes, they give their tithe and offering, and the tithe and offering are to go back out into the community so that we can help people less fortunate. That's what the tithe and offering are for. Not so that I can drive a Mercedes Benz, and not so that I can have a Rolex watch, not so that I can go around here and wear extravagant clothes. No, the tithe and offering is to help the people back in the community. And from time to time, yes, there will be saints that run into calamities, and the tithe and offering in the storehouse is to be able to reach up. And no, I ain't got to look on the book to see have they been a faithful tithe payer before I reach out. If the Bible says freely you receive, freely you give, you know who trying to get over. You know who trying to be slick. But don't forget, while you were trying to be slick, God had mercy on you. While you were trying to get over, God had mercy on you. Lest we forget. And it's easy to forget. Sometimes God can give us just $1 too much and we forget who we are in the things of God. God can take us a little higher. He can get us out of the projects into our own little house and we forgot who we are. We done forgot what it's like to catch the bus and stand up on that bus stop and got to wait an hour. If you miss that one, you got to wait another. Sometimes we forget what God has done, Lady Townsend. And every now and then he has to do something to pull our coattail to remind it, had it not been for my goodness and my mercy, you could be that person standing out there on the bus again. You could be that person standing up in the welfare line again. You could be that same person pulling out your link card while you're looking at everybody else in disgust and shame. She ought to be shaming herself with all of them babies. You see, we forget how good God been to us. Go ahead, Lady Towns. You were saying something?
No, Bishop, but what you're saying is the truth. Amen. There were some of us, well, you see in the day, and
yes,
other people, we were there too, but it's goodness and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We seem to forget.
Yes,
that
we do.
Took us out of that. And that's the thing about looking down on somebody when you've been down just where they're at, or even lower. But his grace and his mercy pulled us up. Amen. And that same grace and mercy is extended to them. If they want it, to receive it. Men want God, but they don't want to do the things to get God, you know?
Yes, yes,
and that's
yes.
That's what God wants us to, you know, share with them.
Yes.
You know, we've been there.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I tell you one thing. I know what it's like to be in need. The Apostle Paul summed it up so eloquently when he said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to be exalted. But he said, I have learned to be content in all things. Brother Zechariah Coring said these words. He said, my wife and I have been through some testing and trials, but God brought us through to be able to tell the goodness of Jesus. That's all right, Brother Coring. Yeah, I know you went through that COVID bout too. You and your wife, and God brought you both out. It's the same healing that works for all areas of our life, y'all. The enemy has got us fooled and tricked. I'm here to tell you this. Now, don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong with getting your bones taken care of. It's nothing wrong with getting a surgery. It's nothing wrong with all of that. But I still want you to know the same God is able to heal bones. We read about it in the book of Acts. Sometimes we just got to go back to the word and strengthen ourselves in the word. Sometimes we got to go back and read where the Bible says a man was lame from his mother's womb. He had atrophy in his bones. And he would stand at the temple and beg. Why would he stand at the temple and beg? Because that's God's storehouse. There's always going to be meat at the storehouse. That is, if the preacher ain't taking doing something wrong with it and only concerned about, you know, trying to get him the next iPhone 14, or only concerned about trying to get him the next Harley Davidson motorcycle, or the next Lexus, or what BMW, or whatever the case may be. But there's going to be food at the storehouse. That's why the man that was lame stood there. And the Bible says he done that asking for alms. And when he ran across Peter and James, who was going to the hour of prayer, that's why prayer is so important. Prayer is what empowers you. Prayer is what causes you to not call me first and you call the name of Jesus. That's how powerful prayer is. Yes, you are my pastor. I'm going to get in touch with you, but I'm going to call Jesus. And then, pastor, I'm calling you that we might touch and agree that this thing is already done. That's how I teach the people at Moments of Inspiration Ministry, because any other thing would be idolatry. And I ain't with idolatry. I never have been and I never can be. I refuse to be idolatrous. I refuse to teach the people that you look up to me. I'm your leader. You follow me. I'm the leader. No, no, no. Jesus is the leader. I'm the under shepherd. Let's get it back to the way it's supposed to be. And if we get it back to the way that we get it supposed to be, shepherds won't be dying prematurely for trying to be Jesus in the life of the people. That's the problem. Preachers are trying to be Jesus in the life of the people, and it's killing you. It's killing us. We have got to put it back where it belongs on the Lord. If the finances are low, then we need to say, Lord, what is it we need to do? We need to teach the people the truth. Teach them more about love instead of giving, because a person can give and it don't have to be in love. But when a husband gives the best to his wife and the wife gives the best to her, to that husband, guess what the Lord gives them in return? He gives them a big bundle of joy called a baby. I believe Brother Zachariah Corin can attest to that. He just brought his little sugar snookums, him and his wife, in the world not long ago. And I'm quite sure he didn't have to beg her. She didn't have to beg him for no baby. All they had to do was love the way that God said love. And you know what? It manifests. It manifests. The same thing. I don't care how small, how big your congregation. Well, we ain't got but a few people. Listen, when people are taught to love, love does just what it says. It produces. Selfishness causes us to beg. Selfishness causes us to become perverted. Selfishness. And I'm here to tell you, as a preacher, as a pastor, folks can see the selfishness in you. That's the reason why people start getting, I done heard a locked jaw, but they get locked pockets. Because they see the selfishness. They see the lies, the trickery, and the deception. Though they are afraid to part with it, they see it. And it's just a matter of time before people quit being fearful and afraid of the bullies that are bullying them, even spiritually speaking. Folks get tired of being bullied. You know how it was back in slavery times. The people got tired of being oppressed by their oppressors. And what did they do? They rose up against their oppressors. People, even the church, will rise up against the oppression of their pockets being raped and milked and pillaged Sunday after Sunday. Conference after conference, revival after revival, they start to rebel. Lady Townsend, I'm getting stirred up again. You got something to share? I'm gonna take a break.
Amen. We just know that you're telling the truth, Bishop.
Yes.
Amen. But nevertheless, our faith and confidence must be in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Regardless of what we see or what around us. Our faith and confidence got to keep our eyes on him.
Yes.
And that's what we teach there, you know, according to God's word.
God's word.
All of him first, amen, because he's the one that can do all things.
Yes.
You know, it's limited what we can do.
Yes.
Amen. We're not in the same ballpark as him.
No.
Praise the Lord. If we can't get that twisted. Hallelujah.
No.
Jesus is able to do above all that we can even think or act.
Hallelujah.
And I'm just so grateful that we can call on him, and he'll be right there for us.
That's
he
right.
He never let us down.
Never.
And we got to keep on going.
Never will the Lord let you down. I'm here to tell you. Amen. Let me see. Brother Caring Zachariah said, my wife and I, baby, heart rate dropped, and they had to do an emergency C-section. And when they took my baby out, she wasn't. I'm trying to read this, Brother Caring. Bear with me just a little bit. When they took the baby out, she wasn't responding at all. She was dead. That's my brother in the Lord. My brother from Florida up there. Him and his beautiful wife. Beautiful couple. Beautiful couple. He loved him some Sister Lisa, too. Said, my baby was dead, but thank God one of our ministers working there told me to come and pray for your baby. And I prayed the prayer of faith and decreed and declared the word of God over her, and God blew breath back into her baby body, and the doctor was trying to pump oxygen back into her. To God be all the glory. See, God will do it, y'all. The same God that healed you in the past is the same God that can heal you right now, is the same God that can provide whatever you need. I'm talking to preachers. I'm talking to pastors right now. Many times you're fretful and wondering how the mortgage is going to get paid and how the bill's going to get paid and this, that, and other. You just got to put your trust back in God. The same trust you had when you first came to him. You didn't worry about bills. What has changed? What has diminished? Huh? That's what Jesus is talking about in the book of Revelation when he said, I've got somewhat against you because you have left your first love. You weren't worried about bills. You weren't worried about money. You weren't worried about finances or anything like that. Your only concern was, how can I please the Son of the living God? What can I do? We sing the song, what can I render unto thee, O God? And that's the only thing that's missing again. To get back to that place. To get back to that place. The same thing it took to get God, it takes that same thing to keep him. Lady Challenge, we got to take a break. I'm going to let you have something to say, and then I'm going to take this break. Praise God.
Amen. You said it all. Same thing it took to get him is the same. And that love, that's why we can't go back. You know, he tells us to go back to our first love.
Our first love. Amen. That's it. As much as I love you, I love the Lord more. And I pray to God that you love the Lord more than you love me, because that's what's missing in the body of Christ. We loving our pastors more so than we love the Lord. We loving the sheep more than we loving the Lord. Keep everything in its proper perspective, and I guarantee you, God will open the floodgates of heaven and pour us all out blessings that we want. Now, that don't mean that it's going to be peaches and cream. Please trust me. But many times what's happening is we're looking at what somebody else doing and we're trying to keep up with them. We're trying to look at what somebody else in the organization is doing and we're trying to keep up with them. We're looking at what some other preachers got and we're trying to keep up with them. But why do you think the Lord gave us the parable where he says he gave one talent, one five, and the other one ten? It's not a comparison thing. He never meant for you to compare yourself with somebody else. Be thankful for what you are. I'm 5'7". I'm not finna. At one while, I thought that because I was 5'7", I was too short. And when Flag Brothers came out with them stacked shoes, or Lady Townsend, I went and got me some of them stacked shoes that had 3 or 4 inches in it. Why? Because I wasn't content with who I was. Oh, but when God got on the inside of me, he said, I wonderfully, beautifully, and systematically created you for my glory. Now, many things that God created, we have uncreated and created something else. Many of us, even within the infrastructure of the body of Christ, have created monsters of ourselves because we've got so caught up in the materialistic things of life now. And it is good, God's good pleasure to give us good things, but the Bible says, seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, watch this, and all other things will be added. He didn't say you chase after. Listen to what he said. I ain't got to chase after nothing. Lady Townsend, before we take this break, did I chase after you? Hello? You there? No, I didn't chase after her. She was at the right place at the right time. He that findeth the wife findeth a good thing. God will provide, people of God. Hey, I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Going to get ready to open up that prayer line, too. Listen, you can call in. Brother Corin, I'd like to have you call in, too. 877-464-2500. 877-464-2500. We will be right back after this quick break.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
The Greater King David Baptist Church and Dr. John E. Montgomery II presents National Pastor Appreciation Day this Sunday at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. If Pastor Montgomery has been a blessing to you, here's an opportunity for you to be a blessing to him. With gifts, cards, love offerings, sent to Dr. John Montgomery at 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, 70806. And Cash App at $DrJEM2. That's $DrJEM2.
If you've just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints right here on this station. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 36 plus years, none other than in the person of. Oh, I think I lost her. She must have bailed out on me. But again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 877. Need some of my Facebook family. Type this across the screen for me. 877-464-2500. 877-464-2500. Amen. We'd like to entertain your calls right now, your prayer requests, whatever the case may be. But as I often tell people, listen, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. I think what happens is many times is that, you know what, our faith falters because of the things that we hear on the news. We hear about the certain things that are going on, the killings, the robbings, the rapings, and this. And it has a profound impact to keep us from walking in faith. And we focus on fear. Now, we'll talk about faith, but we're focusing on fear. And that's what happened with Job. Job said, the thing that I feared the most has come upon me. I know I'm blessed. I got plenty of food, plenty of this, plenty of land, this, that, and other. But you know what? He harbored in his spirit and in his mind that this is too good to be true. And when you do that, that's what happens. Okay, caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from? My phone line ain't working. Are you there, caller?
How's it going, Bishop Townsend, Lady Townsend?
God bless you, my brother. How you doing?
Good, good. It's Zachariah.
This is who? Zachariah Coring?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, my brother. Amen, amen. Listen, was enjoying your testimony, man. Hey, listen, I got to ask a question while I got you on the line. That little baby that you and your wife just had, did you have to beg her for that baby?
No.
Did she beg you for it?
No.
All them words of love just manifested that baby, didn't it?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Love.
That's all I'm trying to tell the people here on Moments of Inspiration, that love does what it's supposed to do. We don't have to beg. We don't have to prime. We don't have to pump. We don't have to plead. I know the temptations, they say they ain't too proud to beg, but we ain't got to do that. We're children of the Most High.
That's right.
And I've never seen a king's child beg for nothing, have you?
Love is a powerful word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. Come on, share something with us real quick before the other callers start trying to call.
Yeah, you know, God is so good, man. I can't complain, man. God just, like you say, he always can make a way out of no way. You know, we just got to trust God, keep our faith in God.
Yes.
When that happened with our baby born, you know, that just helped increase my faith that no, God is able to do all things but fail, you know. So I'm just enjoying life, man, enjoying Jesus, enjoying my beautiful wife and my family and everything. You know, God is good. And that same way with me, you know, God coming for my wife, and I'm sure God coming for me with her, you know.
That's right.
So, but God is good.
That's right, my brother. Well, listen, man, I greatly appreciate you and what you stand for. You're a man of integrity on Facebook. I see you and your wife, and you exalt her. She exalts you. Y'all esteem each other the way that God wants. You're a prime example of what God wants a marriage, the ministry of marriage to be. And we're in a time now, Brother Zachariah, where I'm telling you, people have been married for 20, 30, 40 years, and the enemy coming in and splitting them up, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming in and he's destroying them. And again, as I said before, when we go back to the book of Revelation, all it takes is keeping that first love. Keep that first love, man, you know, the love that, listen, when Stephen came in contact with Jesus, his love was so great till even while they were stoning that man to death and killing him, he uttered these words before he breathed his last breath and said, Lord, forgive them. Lay this not to their charge. Now, that's love, ain't it, Brother Corey?
That's love.
Preacher, that's love. It don't get no better than that. And that's the kind of love that God wants us to get back to. And when we preach that love in the church, as I said before, won't have to be no begging. Won't have to be no asking this and asking this. Brother, can I be honest with you? I've not had a pastoral. I've not had an anniversary. You know why? Every day I open my eyes, God has honored me. And the people honor me without having an anniversary. They always doing something for me, so I don't need to have one. I ain't saying those that do. It's nothing wrong with those that do. Please, that disclaimer. There's nothing wrong with that. But the people honor me all day, every day, all through the year. So why would I put any kind of other added strain on that? Which it wouldn't be a strain to them if I did it. If I did do it. But everything they do to me, Brother Corn, I take and put it right back out there in the streets. Because that's the way God wanted it to be done.
And like you were saying about a lot of these preachers nowadays, they all about the fifth and loop of the money. You know, it's like God is not pleased with it. That's like when I preach and stuff, it's not about the money.
That's right.
It's about doing the work for the Lord. Because God take care of me and my family. I'm a hardworking husband.
Yes, you are.
I get out and take care of my family. Even right now, my wife ain't working. You know, she just finished start doing some work, but I basically be 6 months, but God, and she ain't got no income coming in. But guess what? Have we lacked for anything? No. God always made a way. He always opened door. And God would give a husband ideas.
That's right.
How to make that extra end.
That's
but
right.
Do you want it, though?
That's right.
You know?
That's
so
right.
That's why I hustle where I hustle, you know, to take care of my family and show my wife that she got a husband that's going to go out there and work and get it and make it happen.
Well, I'm going to share this with you, man. I've been married for 36 years, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a blessing.
And watch this. God took care of me, my wife, and our four sons with one income. For 36 years, listen, her job has punched in at the house, and she ain't punched out yet. But punching a physical clock, she's never punched a physical clock. She's been there to take care of our children. Not only that, God also provided, well, before I left Chicago, we had a two-flat building that God provided with one income. So I'm a living witness to tell people all it takes is obedience to God.
Yeah.
That's all it takes is obedience. But listen, man of God, thank you. Next time I get you, you know I got to get Sister Lisa on here too now.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get a word for her for the mother so she can bless them sisters out there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, much love to you. I love you with the love of the Lord, man, and y'all be blessed in Jesus' name, all right?
All right, same to y'all.
God bless you now. All right, y'all, if y'all want to call in, I got a few minutes. 318-484-2500 if you'd like to call in. Toll free, it's 877-464-2500. Praise be to God. Let me go back to the prayer line. What's wrong with my phone here? Let me see. Can I get it here? Okay, I can't get nothing on that one. So let me go back to this one. Okay, caller, you're on the air. This is Moments of Inspiration. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hey, Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred, this is Cornelius White from Alexandria, Louisiana. Boy, that was a great witness right there.
Yes, sir.
I really enjoyed that and you. But I get a tickle out of that. You said you didn't chase your wife, so God chased you to chase her.
Well, no, I didn't chase her. The Bible says he that find a wife, here's what people got to do. Let me put it to you like this, because you may want a wife one day too. You may want a wife. What I did is, you got to make sure whoever it is that you're looking for God to bless you with, that they're so lost in Jesus till you got to go through him to find them.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear. No, but I don't plan on getting married. These are the end times and the last days, so
okay.
I'm just trying to stay by myself because
okay.
if I have a wife or children,
uh-huh.
I may get derailed, so I don't want to get derailed. So.
Okay, okay.
Let me make two quick announcements.
Okay.
There's a black pastor in Atlanta, Georgia named Markel Hitchens. He has an organization called Move Forward. So this weekend is called National Faith and Blue Weekend. It started Friday. It's on today on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And what he's trying to do is get local clergy and cops together to help the community and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You can go to faithandblue.org, faithandblue.org, to find out more information. So if any clergy wants to participate, that's fine and everything.
Yes.
And I wanted to make one more announcement.
Uh-huh.
The veterans are going to be meeting at Martin Luther King Library on Broadway Street here in Alexandria, Louisiana. That's all veterans that want to come, you know, to learn something about your veterans' benefits and stuff like that. It'll be at the Martin Luther King Library on Broadway in Alexandria, Louisiana. It starts at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mr. Elair is in charge of that. He tries to help veterans get their benefits that they deserve and everything.
Thank you, now, my brother. Uh-huh.
What I wanted to, my prayer is for our community and stuff. I went to the city council meeting here in Alexandria, and the mayor was asked about, you know, our utility bills because we had a hacker get in there and take over the system for about 4 months. Mm-hmm. So people will probably have high utility bills, and we just need to pray that we can have a way to pay him. He's contacting the federal government to get some assistance and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because our utility bills have been estimated.
I see.
So that wasn't the real utility bill, but the real one's getting ready to come out probably this month or next month.
Okay.
So we just got to pay for that, that we can, you know, have the ability to take care of all of that stuff.
Allow me.
So,
allow me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're not going to just talk about it, but we're going to be about it. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you regulate these people's bills. I'm not going to say these poor people, because anybody in you is not poor. But Lord, that the righteousness of who you are, that is supposed to be throughout the community, be fixated through each and every individual. Lord, let them be responsible for the usage that they did use. And you know that. You know what they used. You know what they didn't use. We're praying, Lord God, if there's anything fraudulent that is not in proper alignment, Lord, that you will align it for your glory and for your honor. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I wanted to say this too, Pastor, and you know this. Sometimes God says no to your prayer for whatever reason. Sometimes God says yes to your prayer. And then sometimes God says a third thing, and that is wait on the Lord.
Where did you get that information from? Where did you get that information?
Where did I get that information from?
Yeah, I got another call.
Real life. So let me let somebody else get on there and get prayer and stuff.
All right. All right. Hey, caller, call back. Only one of my phones are working. I'm sorry, y'all. Only one of my phones are working, and we'll have to get back to you. You can call back again. We got a few minutes left. Brother Cornelius said real life will teach you some things. But you know what? My real God has taught me more than what life could.
Praise be to God.
Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Odell Jones, and I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana.
Your name is who now?
Odell Jones, and I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay, Odell Jones, what can we do for you?
Yes, I was calling.
Uh-oh, we lost that caller. We lost that caller. Sorry about that caller. We'll get you back. We'll get you back. We'll get you back. That happens from time to time. Hello, this is Moments of Inspiration. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Odell Jones, and I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana. And yes, I was calling, asking for prayer.
Okay.
For a friend of mine.
Okay.
My friend, her name is Ms. Nike Winnette Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and she lives in Texas. And I'm calling for prayer that God would deliver her and I set her free from the drugs and alcohol in Jesus' name.
God is able to do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of this brother that is standing in the gap for this young lady that is being tormented, that is being held captive, that is being held in bondage and slavery, Lord, we know that you are able to stretch forth your hand and to touch her spirit, that the craving of drugs will be obliterated in her life in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar. And she has been created for God's good glory. Therefore, we send the delivering power of Jesus Christ to Texas to make its way to her very address. And the Father, to bring the conviction of your Holy Ghost that will afford her the opportunity to make a conscious decision that she no longer wants a life of drug addiction. And we thank you that it is done even now in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Jones. Thank you. All right. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from? And I do need you to turn your radio down, please.
Hello.
Yes, caller, I need you to turn your radio down.
Okay, I turned it down.
Okay. And what can we, who do we have out there first and foremost?
A healer for my body. I got some tissue. Results by my thyroid, and they sent me to a specialist. So I'll be God to heal me.
All
whatever
right.
It is, God knows.
Amen. You said they're sending you to a specialist?
Yeah, they're sending me. I went to the doctor, did some x-rays on my thyroid. They said my parathon wasn't working properly or something, and my calcium was elevated. And then when I went to the Riverside doctor, he just read a report with the doctor. And explain to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have surgery, or you don't have to. Sometimes you have to have surgery, sometimes you don't.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, they sent me some fish. I'm waiting on a letter coming there where I have to go. I don't know where I'm going, but I was using God for healing.
All right. Well, listen, you just said something very profound. You said they sent you to a specialist, but right now we finna go to the main specialist. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
We finna go to him that specializes in healing all manner of disease and sickness. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus on behalf of our sister. Lord, you are able to do far and above that we could ever think or imagine. And we thank you, Lord God, for the leading of even the physicians that will assist our dear sister. But Lord, before they touch her, you touch her. Before they fix it, Lord, you put things and set things in motion for her healing and her restoration. In the name of Jesus, we claim healing over her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, and even the physicians that will assist in what you have already done. We are thanking you in advance for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that only you can provide, and that our sister will come back with a testimony that Jesus Christ is still a healer, and we thank you for it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. All right. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. My time is just about up, but I thank and praise God for you and you out there. Amen. We thank and praise God for this broadcast on today. We thank God for all of you for what you have done. I would love to invite you to be our guest at church tomorrow at 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana. Service starts at 12 o'clock noon. 1400 College Drive. You don't have to get dressed up. If you want to get dressed up, you can. You can come in your blue jeans, your gym shoes. Listen, we're only concerned that your heart is in the right place when it comes to the things of God. Because I guarantee you, whatever you are hung up on, Jesus was hung up for any of your hang-ups. He's a deliverer. He's a right now God. And I guarantee you, you will not leave the way you came. If you came sad, you're going to leave. The only way you don't leave different, you choose not to. So we thank and praise God. Next up, we're going to have Pastor Arthur Lavelle, and the Kingdom Life Fellowship Word right here on KAYT. Don't you even think about touching that dial. Much, much more. What you need in gospel is headed your way. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you.